And praise the Lord, church. Are you here to bless his name today? It's a beautiful, beautiful day to bless the name of the Lord. You can be seated this morning. It is so great to be in the house of the Lord. And God has just been so good. And I just want to welcome you if you're a guest of ours here today. If you have not had an opportunity to fill out a connection card, we want to just invite you to fill one of those out. I think they have a little gift card for you as well. It might be a cup of coffee to Culver's, or it might be a trip to Disney. Not for sure what it is this week, but just make sure you get that filled out. And who knows, you might be on a cruise to Alaska. I'm not really for sure, but wouldn't that be nice? Oh, yeah. We'd all be out there filling them out if that was the case. Oh, so great to have you here today. We have some giving options. You can give in the offering box out in the kiosk, or we have some ways you can give in person today here, or you can do it by mail, or you can go on our mobile app and go to the Bitly Link CGC connection. I'm sorry, that's our connection cards. But anyway, different ways you can give. Tonight at 6 p.m., at Sister Lois in our house, we're going to have a special men's service. We have a men's service once a month, and this evening it will be at our place, and Brother Morton Bustard will be speaking to our men. So I'm just encouraging our guys to show up, bring a chair, okay? And I just want to make sure that you promise that if you bring a chair, you take that chair back home. Sister Lois and I, we were up at camp. We were laughing about this before service. We were up at camp, and our site, a lot of people wander in, and they bring their chairs and such, and they wander out, and they leave their chair. And we had two chairs at the beginning of camp, and I think I put away about 14 of them at the end of camp. So if you need a chair, I do have them for sale. But anyway, bring a chair and just make sure, take that chair home. And also, we're going to have some grills there, and we're going to cook some meat on the grill. So make sure you bring something to throw on the grill. So looking ahead, we have our All Nations Summer Fun Fest coming up. And we're looking forward to that. That will be August 7th, I believe, at 10 a.m. There'll be no other classes that day. It's just going to be our All Nations Sunday. And my good friend Steve Rogers from Elam Tabernacle in Milwaukee will be our guest speaker that day. He's also our foreign missions director for the state of Wisconsin. So we're excited about that. And then we have coming up our men's camp, July 28th through the 30th. I want to encourage all of our men to go to that. So that'll be up at our campground in Shawano, Wisconsin, and Brother Jerry Simmons is our men's director. If Jerry, if you could just stand over there. If you have any questions, connect up with Brother Jerry Simmons. So also, many of you are aware that Sister Stephanie Thompson passed away this past week on Thursday, and we want to continue to pray for the family. They're such a very vital part of our congregation here. But her celebration of life, her homegoing service, in lieu of our Wednesday evening service, because they're expecting a large number of students. Sister Stephanie, some of you may not be aware of this, but she was a school teacher at Poinette High School in Poinette. And quite a number of her students want to be here to honor her. So we're going to be having our service instead of 7 o'clock on Wednesday evening. It's going to be 6 o'clock. Okay, so remember that. We'll send out a one call reminding you of that, but be 6 o'clock. And then visitation will start at 2 o'clock on Wednesday, and we'll go to 5:30. So we are going to have a lot of folks here that this will be their first time to ever be here to Calvary Gospel Church. And we just want the presence of the Holy Ghost to be here. We just want the presence of the Holy Ghost to be here. And also the family, after our service on Wednesday, they're going to have a light luncheon meal in the fellowship hall, and all of you will be invited to that as well. So just want to give you that. That'd be Wednesday, so it's a change in our schedule. on 6 p.m. Visitation is at 2. And make sure you catch one of the Brother Thompson or daughters, son-in-laws. And it's also good to see the Ninas is here. This is Stephanie's mom. And Dale, it's so great to have all of you here today. But God is so good. God is so good. Pastor Phil preached a phenomenal Bible study this morning. And I encourage you, if you were not here, go online. It is so absolutely applicable to where we are today. So with that, we're going to go into, it's great to have Brother Morton Buster here. He's not in here yet, but he will be. And he'll be preaching for us this morning. And let's just, if you want to stand, we're going to go into a few worship songs. And God bless you. And just let the Lord move. God. Nothing is impossible. I'm so thankful that He holds my world in His hands, because I can trust in Him. I can trust in Him. Thank you so very much to our worship team. Such a very powerful presence of the Holy Ghost in this place today. I know there are lots of needs in this place, lots of hurts, and I just want to encourage you, God is here to answer. And it is such an honor to have Brother Martin Buster with us today. He's been coming here for, we guess, somewhere 14, 15 years. We couldn't really actually pinpoint the first time he came. I don't really remember that far back, but nevertheless, it is so great. And over the years, he's become not just a friend, but he's become family. And we have had many, many nice backyard chats in the motel balcony overlooking the city. And I am just so thankful to have this man, not just in my life, but in our lives here at Calvary Gospel Church. Would you come here this morning, Brother Martin Buster, and preach to us? God bless you.
Let's give the Lord a big hand clap of praise. He's altogether lovely. There is none like Him. I have someone really special I want you to pay special attention to, because she's real. My bride in joy. The reason why I love going home. The reason why I don't like leaving home. November of last year, 40 years of ministry and marriage. Got married about 10 years of age. When you found the best, you don't mess with the rest. I've said it before, I think, right here at Calvary Gospel Church, to quote the late Paul Newman, why go out for spam when you have filet mignon at home? I love her. I love her. The only girl I ever dated. I knew when I met her and got to know her, this love will last forever. So sitting out on the balcony of the hotel yesterday, put in my earbuds, went a little bit secular. Another genre that I like to listen to once in a while. And I sent her a link to YouTube of Dennis Solie or Soleil, S-O-L-E-E, playing the sax to something about this love will last forever, whatever. If you have any contention in your marriage, it'll work, I promise you. If your marriage is wonderful, it'll take it to another level. Don't allow the enemy to mess with your mind and put thoughts that are wrong in there. Something that you cannot have. Because I've already decided the Maryland I have is the best Maryland I can ever get. So just direct all of that toward the right one. Amen? Okay, I didn't come to give a marriage seminar. Isaiah chapter 14. Amen. Verse 12 down through verse 17. Marilyn sends her greetings. And George and Jack are soon to be 5 and 2. And a kid like me is back here preaching today. If you're a guest at Calvary Gospel Church here today, would you just raise your hand up? Amen. We want to give all of our guests a big hand clap. Thank you for taking the time to come. Now, we've come with the word of the Lord. I can, if the Holy Ghost will anoint me, I can get through this. But if you let the Holy Ghost anoint you, we'll get through this, and it will be amazing. Amen? Praise the Lord. Greetings to Bishop Grant and his sweet wife, Senior Pastor Roy Grant and his sweet wife, the leadership team, all the guests in the house, and all the members of this wonderful church. I love you. You're my family, and we're going to have a great time today. Isaiah 14, verse 12, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? You see, he's not up there. Just want to tell you, he's not up there. O son of the morning, how art thou cut down to the ground which did weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the height of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee. You won't look at him like this here. You'll go, you're the wimp that did this? Narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof? Open not the house of the prisoners. Would you say my title with me? Overreach. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the enemy is bound. Has no place in here, no quarter whatsoever. But we have thrown out down the welcome mat to the holy God of Israel and his angels in heaven. And all of God's people sit in Jesus' name. Would you give him a big round of praise this morning? You may be seated. Forgive me for reflecting on some news stories, just to kind of lay the foundation for this. March 2022, 15 days, the 14 days of flattening the curb. Now, when they tell you that, remember there are three kind of people in this world, those who can count and those who can't. Some of us had suspicions. Some of us really felt we heard from God, and we were not being cavalier about it because we have lost loved ones from COVID-19. Some died with it, some died from it, and we are not here to make light of that. Have you ever got it? I don't know. I haven't stopped. Not planning on stopping. And then we went into 2021, and some areas got a little more draconian. Now we're in the 2022, and some counties in California are going back into indoor masking. And if you're wearing a mask here today, no one will judge you. That's your business. That's your decision. We ought to leave it with that. Show respect. Amen? And we were told quite a while ago that we were in the endemic stage, and then I think someone got to someone and they altered that statement. And now there's monkeypox out there. It just seems like there's a lot of viruses out there. And then we had that situation where Russia decided to invade the Ukraine, and I'm not going to get into the politics of the Ukraine. I'm not going to get into that. I'm just going to simply say that there are probably many people in Russia that loathe what's going on, and there are a lot of people in the Ukraine that are suffering, and there is no mercy. It is ungodly what is happening. And in your town, in your home, in the church, conflict on every side. I may have made this statement before that the enemy is really coy, because the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field. I have heard some refer to him as a mastermind, but I don't think that. Because he once was there. And when he was there, he was exposed to the undiluted, raw glory of God, which you and I cannot handle in a mortal body. Our terrestrial body would be consumed in a 100th of a nanosecond or much, much less time if we were exposed to the undiluted, raw glory of God. You've had some amazing times around Calvary Gospel Church, and I had the privilege of participating in some of those glorious times, signs, wonders, and miracles, and I believe we're going to have another glorious day today. There are probably times that you've experienced in your past that you felt you were one step from crossing the chasm from the temporal to the eternal because you were just intoxicated on his spirit and wrapped in his presence and you couldn't see the angels, but you knew they were all around. But your greatest summit in the spirit in this world is nothing to be compared with what you're going to experience. No wonder the passage said, blessed, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints, because we may leave this world in pain because that's how we entered. And the enemy has one last attempt to try to get us to denounce and renounce that great God of heaven. But when you cross that chasm and the bars of bones release you, and there you are in the presence of him whose face the heaven and earth will flee away from, with countless angels around the throne saying, "Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." Nothing that we have had, that we have experienced down here will compare with what we're going to experience up there. But he was there. And he's really angry because he can never get back there. And every time, whether at the workplace, on the college campus, at the school, in your home, in the sanctuary, when you go to enter his gates with thanksgiving and to come into his courts with praise and come before his praises with singing, when you declare, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go in the house of the Lord," when you declare, "In his presence there's fullness of joy, his right hand pleasures forevermore," when you declare, "One day in your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness," he gets so angry because you're going into where he was cast out. When the worship team gets on their instruments and gets in the mic with the microphones and the worship team right here joins in with them, he gets so angry it drives him crazy because that's probably the office he held when he was there. And now he can never be there again. And then he accuses you. You have no right going in there. You have no business going in there. Look what you did last summer. Look what you did in a previous time in your life. But then your advocate says, "It's all canceled. All things have passed away. All things have become new. They're allowed to come into my presence." It drives him nuts. And so when he was there, now, he can't be really smart, folks, because when he was there exposed to the raw glory of God, he said, "I can do this. I can ascend my throne above the stars. I can ascend to the sides of the north. I can be like the Most High." Now, 40 years of ministering around the world behind me, witnessing wonderful miracles, God using me because I cannot do this without him, I have never one time thought, "Thank you, Lord, for showing up. Thank you, Lord, for being with us last week when we preached in Texas. Now, Lord, if you just need a break, I can handle Calvary Gospel trip all by myself. because I've got a handle on this. I have never thought that, and I hope to goodness I will never think that. But he did. And then he convinced a third of the angels, and they followed him. And his movement since that time has been one direction, down, 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 down. He will never ascend this much again. But you go from glory to glory. The enemy tries to tell you you're not going any higher. Next time he looks at you, he's upset because you're not here, you're up here. When he looks again, you're going to be up here. Some of you, many of you, if not all of you, you're not where you were last year when we were here in July of 2021. You are up here and you're going higher and higher and higher. And he absolutely, you ought to give him a big hand clap. Because the rapture will not be a rescue. The church on fire is going higher. You're just going to keep going up, 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 up. How foolish for him to think he could do this. Ladies and gentlemen, he overreached. He could not grasp what he extended his arm out to get. It was impossible. Because hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. He is the only wise and true God. He's Alpha, Omega, the beginning, the end, the first, of the last. He has no rival, no equal, no opposite. He sits on a throne high and lifted up, and his train fills the temple. And then he overreached again in the garden. Eve, Adam. She wasn't alone. Adam was there. The tempter came. Adam had dominion over all things that flew, walked, ran, crept, would swim. Long before the emasculation of the American man because of what they call toxic masculinity and multiple genders being taught way back thousands of years ago, something happened to that man. He should have stood beside that wife and said, "Get out of my garden." He has no idea I'm going to say this. I'm going to make a blanket statement that I'll probably say at the POA in Alexandria at the end of the month when I minister there. Don't expect your spiritual leader to do all the leading for your home. If children are not the hill we're willing to die on, we are lost. There's no turning back. And they partook of that which was forbidden. But the Lord said, "The serpent shall bruise the heel of the seed, but the seed shall bruise his head." And then he overreached again at Calvary. He figured, "I wasn't successful up there, but you're down here on the earth. I'm going to take another whirl at it. And after that Friday and the 6 hours of darkness and several hours of darkness and the lights completely out, hell was celebrating, and then walked Jesus into the bowels of the earth, in through the halls of hell, and robbed the enemy of the keys of death, hell, and the grave. He ascended on high and gave gifts unto men. He is that who it is he who was dead, but now he's alive. He spoiled all principalities and powers and put them under his feet. The enemy continues to go down. He's not increasing. His kingdom is not increasing. It's trying to. God has full control. I understand that hell has enlarged your borders, but I'm just simply telling you right now, sin is not having a revival. It's fighting for survival. I'm not a wannabe psychologist, but I do know that all anger is rooted in fear. And there's a lot of anger in the world, and the enemy is trying to superimpose and project his anger on the population. Don't get angry. Do not live with anxiety. Don't live all jacked up until you can't sleep because your heart is beating fast and your blood pressure's up and you're angry at the world because it's going to show up in your driving. It's going to show up in your communicating with your family and your co-workers or your classmates. Do not get angry. Do not let this spirit get a hold of you because it's rooted in fear. And God has not given us the spirit of fear but of power and of a love and of a sound mind. And what's really going to make him mad is when you're smiling, not frowning. Is when you're laughing, not crying. When you are not in the fetal position about to give up and you're just saying, I know my Redeemer lives. God is large and in charge. Jesus is Lord. Is there. As long as you're saying it, come on, bring up the sound a little bit. Upon this rock I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. He absolutely hates it. He hates worship. He hates Calvary Gospel Church. He hates apostolics. He hates those who loudly proclaimed the name of Jesus. And ever since Calvary, he is not right in the head because he got bruised in the head. It's not a physical bruise. It is not a visible bruise. Something happened in his head. Why don't you pick your foot up and on the count of three, stop it. One, two, three. Come on, one, two, three. One more time. One, two, three. There is something wrong with him. He thinks he's big. He thinks he's bad. He thinks he's going to control you. He, bring up the sound. He thinks that he's going to have his way. But I have come to tell you, he has always overreached. And he's overreaching right now. I will choose to buy an electric car. I may choose to buy a filet mignon that was made in a 3D printer that originated with a microbe. I might decide that, but you will not make me because God has given me my freedom. It was not the Republican Party. It was not the Democrat. My inalienable rights come from him. I'm the youngest of 19. I'm not supposed to be here. I am here because of God. You're here because of God. The enemy tried to take you out. You may have no status. You may not even be acknowledged as a fellow human being. The world just passes you by because you're living from week to week. You do not have a largesse where you'll say, I'm going to have a great retirement. You're just hoping to goodness you'll live another day. But let me tell you, the enemy thinks enough about you to try to discourage you. Bring up the sound. I'm not done. It's not just the grants that the enemy attacks.
It's not just the bastard family that the enemy attacks. It's not just the people that are the largest financial contributors to this assembly that the enemy attacks. Some of you who don't have two dimes in your billfold or in your pocket or in your purse, he attacked you. But he overreached. You're here. You're not supposed to be here, but you're here. You're here because of grace. You're here because of God. And the pushback is coming.
I like that.
In Vegas, first week of June, walked into the assembly about to preach. Now, this is going to get a little rough.
You know, the Old Testament prophets were sent to warn. I can just see one of those prophets who got a brand new mule, the best ride he ever had. Someone gave a seed offering and bought him a mule. And God said, go give a warning to the one that bought it for you. Lord, I'd rather ride than walk. I'm glad I'm not an Old Testament prophet. Yeah. You really got stoned. Whew. But I'm not a dime store prophet. It's going to get a little bit rough. I sat down with the congregation in Vegas, and the Lord spoke to me and said, the child sex trafficking that is being exposed, the child abuse that is being exposed, the perversion. And that was the weekend in Dallas that some moms and dads took their five-year-olds, I got to be careful with my language here, to a certain venue for adults who don't know who they are and what they are, and didn't have enough cotton on to put in the top of an aspirin bottle, couldn't flag down a wheelbarrow because they didn't have enough clothing, and five-year-olds were putting dollar bills right here. Do you know about that? You know, right? Might want to take a look a little bit. Not much. But we have to confront evil. The Lord was telling me this stuff. That was that weekend. And I want to tell you right now, any person, any adult that would perform that act in front of a five-year-old, you ought to be in prison. I think you ought to give that up a little bit more.
But any parent, any mom or dad that would take a five-year-old boy or girl, you ought to have to serve twice the term.
And the Lord said, this did not start in the last few years. This has been going on for decades upon decades, over five. The Spirit of God told me this has been going on for more than five decades. And I'm sick of it because no sin has as much weight as harming a child. You know, the whole millstone.
No sin can take you to the depths like harming a child. And God said, I'm sick of it. And I'm going to flesh it to the top.
He didn't say I'll flesh it away. He said, I'm going to bring it to the surface. And I'm going to force America to look at it and to smell the rancid, putrid odor of filthiness of the flesh.
And then America will have to choose. But I'm believing for revival. I hate everything about COVID-19. I don't like to be told what to do. I don't like to be, I don't like to be told what to do. When you tell me that I'm not essential, that I have a problem with that, because I think that I'm a bag of chips and a whole lot more. And when you tell me at that time it was 38 years preaching the gospel around the world and going and having my life threatened in different countries around the world, and you're telling me I'm not essential, I have a big issue with that. But if there's anything, well, there are a few good things that came out of it, because God never was behind COVID-19, but he's always been away or in front of it. And God can use anything he chooses to get the attention of the world. Parents that were not connected to their children. Whatever happened to the family Bible in the dining table? We ought to have a family Bible. Matter of fact, if you don't have a real good up-to-date Bible, you ought to go buy one for every one of your kids for Christmas, because they can change anything on those iPads they want to change on a Bible app. No more dinner time, no more listening, just you know, living in the same house, but no one really being there. Then all of a sudden, kids are doing online schooling. And the parents are on their way to do whatever they're about to do, and they walk by the computer, the monitor, whatever, and they go, "What? What are you teaching my children?" And now we're engaged. Because when you drop your child off at school, that parent, that teacher is not the surrogate parent of your child. I'll say it again. When you drop little Sally and little Johnny off at preschool or elementary or middle school or high school, that's not the surrogate parent. Teach my kids how to read, write, arithmetic, but don't hint about your personal preferences. You keep that junk in your bedroom. I believe that marriage is between a man and a woman. I believe that. But I'm not going to look in anyone's bedroom. I don't want to know what goes on in anyone's bedroom, for heaven's sake. Keep it in your personal space. First Corinthians 2:8, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Come back to the music with me, would you please? They would not have done it. They would not have done it. My band is coming. Amen. My band is coming. Give my band a hand. Stand with me, please. Stand fast on the word of God. Stand on the promises of God. Because the enemy's going to wish he never messed with your home.
Yes. Amen.
He's overreaching. He's overreaching. They that are with you are more than they that be against you. If God be for you, who can be against you? There may be a single mama listening to me right now, and it feels like you're standing on the hill for your home all by yourself, but you're not. Someone bigger than all of your enemies is right there with you. Every time you put the little ones to bed and you say, "In the name of Jesus, I cover my children with the blood," he's right there. He goes before you. He goes beside you. He's mighty in battle. He never wins. He never wins. He will never lose. Because there is one who cannot overreach. For his arm is not short that it cannot save. Some members of your family may have drifted so far you don't have enough rope on a lifeline to reach them, but the arm of the Lord can. Do not write off this generation. No matter what type of spirit of confusion has come upon them, whether it's about their own personality, identity, or what, do not write them off. Because his arm is not short. Every day, keep claiming your children for the kingdom of God, because his arm is not short. I know Madison, Wisconsin has its challenges, but don't write this city off. I understand the enemy is trying to attack the church on every side, but do not write this city off, because his arm is not short. And we declare in this city there will be a revival. We ought to shout with the voice of triumph. We declare in this city, because we're not backing away. I know that the night is dark right now, and I know he's trying to put you in a corner, but he's overreaching. And there's another side to this. There's another perspective to this. And it's you on the other side of it. With more preaching points than you ever had. He's not bringing back the Apostle Paul. He's not bringing back Matthew, Mark, or Luke. He's got you. He's got you. If you're not compatible, and he is the one who gives life, he should have put you back there 2,000 years ago and kept some of them on hold for now. But that's not what he did. The entire earth is feeling it. Every nation is feeling it. On the continent of Africa, I can't recall the name of the country, but a little nation in Africa is one of the only countries on the continent of Africa that said, China, you're not going to control us. Now, that statement was not made for the citizens of China. It was made for the leadership. I don't want anyone just to judge me because of the leadership of my country, past or present. But you're going to see a turnaround because he changes tides. And we're coming out of this. You're coming.
this.
I think that we ought to come down here for some signs, wonders, and miracles. Whether you're a member or a guest, whatever need you want to bring to God, you should refuse to stay back there. You should refuse just to stay in place. You ought to come marching down here right now, because the worship team is about to lift him up. And then we're going to speak the word of the Lord. Come down. Come down. Sin is not having a revival. It's fighting for survival. Because your enemy knows how this is going to end up. He knows it's an exercise in futility. But we're just not going to give him quarter. None whatsoever. Lift up your hands right now before they worship. Lift your hands up. I'm going to pray for you in just a bit. But say this with me. Say, in spite of what is happening in this world, God is moving mightily in my world. The enemy is overreaching in my world. Now say this: in spite of inflation, we will absorb inflation, but we will continue to spread the gospel in Jesus' name. Lift him up and praise him now. Go ahead, worship team. Usher them into the presence of God right now before I pray. I like it. Come on now, we're in Zion.
Joyful noise, go the trumpet and shout,
praise him,
praise him for the victory. The weapons we use are not bombs and guns. Worship is the way that the battle is won. This is the way that we fight. Praise him for the victory.
Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess. Jesus Christ is Lord forever.
Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess. Jesus Christ is Lord forever. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess. Jesus Christ is Lord forever.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare a turning around in your home. As you pray here right now, God has delegated angels to your loved ones. You can't see it, but he's working on your behalf right now. It's Sunday, but he's already in your Monday. He's gone before you. He's making a way where there seems to be no way. Ladies and gentlemen, I told you there are some things that we ought to be aware of so that we can pray against them. I am not suggesting avoid all news all the time. But I am suggesting, do not be addicted to it. You're experiencing sensory overload. Your mind is not made to just bring that in unendingly, unceasingly. It's not made that way. You gotta stop it. I arise early and I say, this is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I continue. I say, Lord Jesus, this is a gift from you to me, and your mercies are renewed unto me this day. Great is thy faith, O Lord, on me. And then I say, I place this day under the lordship of Jesus Christ. If in 2023 there is no more war in the Ukraine, if in 2023 there's no shortage of baby formula, if gasoline is down to $1.87 a gallon, if inflation has gone for 9 or whatever down to 2.2, if the stock market has broken every record, God will get more glory out of blessing you in the present than he will when you think it's a time of peace. Your time is now. If your cardiologist has talked to you and diagnosed you with AFib, raise your hands up. Speak to that heart right now in Jesus' name. The diagnosis is probably correct, but since he had something to do with it, we're going to call it AFib. Raise your hands up. He's touching you right now. I didn't even get to lay hands on you. He's touching you right now. Rabahu shakata, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let this hereditary family medical history issue, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the power of the living God, Lord, you be the defibrillator. You be the pacemaker. You be the one that sets the rate of the heart beat in the name of Jesus. You're the one that put it in there in the first place. Let him live a fruitful, productive, spiritual life as you have deemed it to be. Let this not keep him awake one wink at night. Peace comes over you. Did I miss anyone with a similar AFib diagnosis? Hallelujah. This is your guest. You just wait 1 second. I'm going to get right to her. If it's hard for you to stand here because of lower limbs, blood flow, even, but it could be neuropathy, but it's just a little bit discomfort for you to stand here, raise your hands up. You were sitting right over there. Raise your hands up. It's obvious that you're going through a challenge with your health. That's not revelation, that's observation. But I'm supposed to tell you something. The level of toxicity in your body is coming down. Elevated toxins are coming down. And the white and the red cells are coming into And I understand we need to get you healed from head to your toe. And I'm going to pray for your feet. But in the core of your body, God is doing something right here, right now. In the name of Jesus, set this precious woman completely free. Let her immune system come back up. Let the care she's been under, the procedures she has been going through, no longer have an adverse effect on her. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare healing from the top of her head through her body to the soles of her feet. There were several hands that went up when I talked about the feet. Several hands that went up. If you'll keep them up, say this, say, Jesus, your healing virtue flows from my head to my toes. I'm being healed in the name of Jesus. I'm on my way over to her. But if the word dialysis has been spoken over you, dialysis, it could be something you may be facing, but also could be something you're currently experiencing. Raise your hands up. I'm going to pray for your kidneys right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Am I missing anyone? I need to pray for this. I need to pray for this. Are you just praising God, or do you want me to pray for you for this?
You can pray for me.
For this here? Your kidneys?
Yeah, I have a problem, yeah.
Did they talk to you about dialysis?
No.
I'll get to you in a bit. It's the kind of a God he is. He will never overreach. Nothing is beyond his grasp. Name of the Lord Jesus Christ, from the top of your head through your body to the soles of your feet. Ladies and gentlemen, it may have been great effort that he had to exert to get her, but he's here. He's here. He's here. I speak healing to my brother in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth by the power of the living God. Hallelujah. Where's that lady? I'll come in just a second. Follow me down here. Come and stand right here. So you're our guest today. Have you been here before? What's your first name?
Faith.
Faith is in the house. You've got more faith here this week than you had last week. Would you give Faith a wonderful first time welcome? Faith never gives up. Faith just lingers. Faith just stands right here with you. Faith, what can I pray for you for?
That's why I can't put my hands up anyway.
Would you put your hands to your side and just relax in their faith? I don't have to pray for her to get faith. Hallelujah. Mind if I keep talking to you, Faith? We've never met. I know what she wants me to pray for, but I know what he wants me to pray for. Father, I'm going to get to that in a second. You got to let me get the words off the tip of my tongue, Faith, because God knows you. He knows you. He knows everything that's wrong in your body. And right now, I'm supposed to pray down by the nape of your neck, where the network of nerves leave here, that cerebral stem, and go all the way down. Come over here with me just a second. Give me some. Come over here. Now, be loose. No more discomfort. No more lack of mobility. Let them be loosed and not be in any pain in Jesus' name. All of God's people said amen. Amen. Now she also wants me to do this here. I rebuke the clouds of depression from the mind right now, because it's not over. It's not over. You don't want it to be over, do you?
No.
Of course not. I came a long way getting here late so I could get in from Louisiana to pray for you so we can get this over. Any pain? I never met her. She's doing that. I didn't tell her to do it. He's touched you. And I know you want me to pray for your mind and your arms, but was there any other place in your body that was in pain before I prayed?
That lower back.
Yeah, that's why I asked you. Did it bother you when you walked some?
Not until after a while, a distance.
Walk with me now. Come on, Faith, look at that. We're going to have a great move of God because faith is in the house. And by faith you will speak to the mountain. Any pain?
Very little.
That little bit of pain's gone. I don't even want that little bit of pain there. Why would we let a little bit of pain stay there out of her? I mean, there's faith all around here. Faith. There's faith, 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 faith all around here. In Jesus' name. Let's just shake that out. Now give it to me. Now do it again. Now put it up. The rest of it's coming up. God bless you, Mom. Father, touch her from the top of her head through her body to the soles of her feet in Jesus' name. Now, when I walked past you, did you say diabetes?
Yeah.
Raise your hands up. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the insulin level be normal in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name. Did I miss any guests? Did I miss any more? We prayed for faith, but we may have more guests than here. If you're a guest, wave your hand. Hallelujah. You want me to pray for you? Are you a guest?
No, not.
You stand right here. I'll pray for you. So you're a guest? Any guest that wants me to pray for them, come now. Come now, because I'm going to wait. Okay, while I'm waiting, come over here. What do you want me to pray for you for?
Well, I was talking to her. You just cured her diabetes. Diabetes.
Well, he's the one who did it, but you raise your hands up. Now, this is what the brother told me. God didn't tell me this. You can't be honest and more honest. Don't fake it till you make it. God gives me a word, I'll share it. Blood sugar will be normal. In the name of Jesus, this very moment, be normal. Of our guests today. Do we have a translator? Hallelujah. Has she been here before?
¿Ha estado usted aquí?
No.
What's her first name?
¿Cuál es su primer nombre? Dunia.
Let's give her a big first time welcome. Ask her what she wants me to pray for her for. The main thing.
Her sons.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for every member of her family. Why don't you translate for me? I pray for every member of her family. Jesus, touch them right now. In Jesus' name. Now, I have a very jaded sense of humor. No, you don't have to tell her that. I'm going to see how you handle it. She may have all right. Let me just stand here for 1 second between you two. I never made the NBA draft. I just wanted to know. Good to see all 5'10" of you. And you're probably great, glad to see all 6'5" of me. Would you raise your hands up? I was thinking about you when I came in here. I've asked about you to pastor more than once. God says he's not through with you. Now he's touching, in spite of what doctors have said or not said, he is touching your heart, he's touching your lungs, he's touching your knees. There's a rebuilding process going on in the name of Jesus Christ. You're going to get your energy back in the name of Jesus Christ. This is not permanent in the name of Jesus. Today you will feel strength in your body, my brother. For the Lord will reveal to you. His plans for expansion with preaching points, with what God's going to do here. And as you stay focused on that, you are going to have a perpetual smile. And you're going to have a little bit of giddiness to you. Because you know that God has got it. And because of that which is internal, moving, nothing on the external will inhibit. During the tempest, someone whom God has put in your life who is the epitome of temperance will speak wisdom and calm. And that is your wife. You are gifted by the Holy Ghost and you're gifted with your wife. And she will speak. Love to keep going, but at 1 o'clock you're going to reboot. If you need healing and I have not yet prayed for you, raise your hands if you can. Say, from the top of my head through my body, healing virtue is flowing. Let me pray for you. From the top of all of your heads, through your body to the soles of your feet, anything on the body or in the body challenging your health and your future, I command it out of you right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. One more time. He will never win. He will never lose. Where sin abounds, there does grace much more abound. Get ready for the age of abounding grace. Ladies and gentlemen, hear this man of God. There's a red wave going to sweep this nation. And I'm not talking about the midterms in November. How does the Lord cleanse a world of its sin with just 1.5 gallons? 1.5 gallons of cleanser cleanses the world. The average human has 1.5 gallons of blood, but his blood wasn't just blood, it was precious blood. And the blood has never lost its power. It reaches to the highest mountain. It flows to the lowest valley. Give him a hand clap in the house. Stand and give him a mighty hand clap and a mighty shout. Lord Jesus, we bind every principality over Madison. I gotta do this. In the spirit world, in that dark kingdom, every demonic foreign influence that for some reason has set their focus on Madison, push back the darkness, Lord Jesus. No more playing church. No more playing church. Don't let the world get your kids. Don't let the world get... I know you're tired, but get the church anyhow and bring your kids. I know you're obligated, but bring your kids to church and have a move of God. You know, I go. I've worn out so many garment bags. Nearly 3 million miles with Delta alone. It's not fun to fly. I will tell you that right now. It is not fun to fly. But over 15 years or so ago, I stopped by and you became a covenant partner with me. I come and I preach and I give you everything that I have, and sometimes I feel that it's so minimal. It's all I can do. Sometimes you overlook that and you sowed beyond what I was able to give, because I can only give what he puts in me. But I want to do this for 30 or 40 years more if you'll let me. Someone asked me a few weeks ago in Louisiana, how long do you plan to do this? I said, until the horses and the chariots. You wouldn't want me as your pastor. Can I give you one little reason? Brother Buster, would you please counsel me and my wife? Okay, so today's the day. You come to me, I'm your pastor. You say, would you counsel us? I say, okay. Now you're sweet. You guys get along. I mean, this sugar and spice and everything nice. So this is how I would do it. I would say, well, the two of you go home, and every morning get up an hour early, and have 30 minutes of prayer and Bible reading, and then have 30 minutes of good conversation, and try to resolve this thing. Okay, we fast forward to next week. 24th, I'm back in here. Sweetie Pie walks up. She says, counsel us. And I say, did you do exactly? I said, no. I said, because until you care about your marriage, there's no sense in me trying to fix your home. See, that's how pragmatic I am. That's just how I am. But you partner with me. You partner with me. And we go, and we go, and we go. And I have no hesitancy when it comes to raising my hands to heaven and saying, Jesus, I want to participate in this seed offering. And I'm not afraid to ask you, would you speak to me? Now, you know I've always done 150, 20, 10, 5, 1. I've always said, if God tells you 10, don't give 20. But I'm not going to say numbers. You know the modus operandi. Dear Len, you know it better than I do. Has he blessed you beyond what you thought possible? Does he continue to bless you in spite of everything? Does he continue? You don't begrudge the blessings of God, do you? Don't you want everyone blessed? I pray if you're here today and you need a financial breakthrough, I pray that God will bless you. I don't want you to have that on your mind, in Jesus' name. So, If you're not afraid to do it, raise your hands. Forget about Portello's hot dogs. Forget about, you know, the blue awnings, Culver's, whatever color awnings here. Forget about it just for a second. I know that's hard to do because I love me some Culver's. Oh, yeah. Forget about it. And say this. Say, Jesus, I'm blessed. Challenge my faith. Speak to me. Lead me in my sowing. I make myself available right now. With your hands raised, don't be intimidated. With your hands raised, just whisper his name. He'll just talk to you. He'll talk to you right now. Don't argue with it now because that's him. Now, Lord Jesus, you just move upon your people and you speak. Speak. They can give by check, cash, or electronically, but they got to give it through Calvary Gospel Church. They don't give it to me. They give it through the office of the church. And then the pastor receives it. Father, I will obey you. How many of you feel that God is leading you right now? Just wave your hand. Okay. If you're ready to obey the Lord, let's thank him for a great offering. It's not the number. It is not the amount. It's the obedience. So would you raise your hands and say, Lord Jesus, I will sow and you will grow. We work together. In Jesus' name, my harvest will come. I'd like to get to say this part over you. May the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob bless you beyond anything you can imagine. In Jesus' name. Brother Roy Grant, we truly are more family than friends. I got to bring that brunette up here. I really do. It's just harder now because of George and Jack. I'll tell you right now. I'll tell you what. She wants to get up here. I think I'm going to borrow them for at some point and say, come on down to Tennessee. Let's just hang out at some good restaurants in Tennessee. I think I'll do that sometime because we like to stomp around there a little bit. It's been my privilege. Would you welcome your pastor back to officiate in this offering? God bless you. God bless you, all of our guests. God bless Faith and all of our guests.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Brother Morton Buster. It is such an honor to have you here. And as far as with our offering, our ushers, they have the offering baskets. I'm just going to have them come up if you'd like to give in the offering today. We have Sister Mo and Brother Caleb coming up here. Could also take a lot of you, give electronically. Brother Jeff's up here. Brother Jeff. So we're going to have our usher team. If you would like to give this morning, as our worship team begins to play. Now remember, our Spanish service starts in 20 minutes. So Voces will be starting. So we want to make sure we turn this over to them very quickly here. But thank you so very much. God bless you all. And remember, Wednesday evening, our church schedule is changing. 6 p.m. for Sister Stephanie Thompson's funeral. Visitation at 2 to 5:30. 6 o'clock tonight at Pastor's Home. Men's service with Brother Morton Buster. Bring your steaks, whatever you want to throw on the grill. God bless you. I want to just play for a few minutes here.